New South Wales resident Nigel Waters decided to launch a legal challenge into the collection of data regarding his physical movements by Transport for New South Wales. Of course, we are talking about the Opal card. Now, legal battles are known to be relentless and long, and the case actually started almost 2 years ago. It's been far from a short ride. It had seemed that Mr. Waters had won the case in February of this year, with the tribunal finding that the Opal card system breached privacy laws. Ever since then, things have taken a turn. Transport for New South Wales has appealed the case on the last possible date to do so, with the big changes that are being planned to Opal's tap-on, tap-off system using credit cards. We thought it was pretty interesting just how quiet this case had been kept. Decided to speak to Nigel Waters directly. Look, Nigel, one of the things that gets me these days is we often seem very laissez-faire about our privacy. Clearly not the case with you, but how did you kind of get worried about this Opal card privacy issue?
Well, I'm basically a privacy professional. I was the Deputy Federal Privacy Commissioner for 8 years back in the 1990s. Since then, I've maintained a very strong interest in it. So, unlike most people, I'm somewhat better aware of what's going on with big data these days.
Now, what...
No,
sorry, go on. You keep going.
No, I was just going to say, this particular example of how Transport for New South Wales was handling the data around the Opal card has been an issue known to those of us in the privacy community for years. And, I finally got to the point where, as a private citizen, I thought, oh, there's something about it.
What was the concern? What were they doing in terms of handling that data that had you worried?
Well, it's the way, basically, they set up the Opal card system to link the details of the card holder with the details of the movement of the card. And that effectively means that they're monitoring the movements of everybody with an Opal card on a regular basis, down to, when you catch the bus, what time you get off the train and where, and just building up a detailed profile of people's movement history. And in many cases, that's completely unnecessary.
Look, the great debate, the great excuse for this was that this sort of data would help them refine timetables. But my understanding was there's no reason for that data to be linked to an individual account. They just need the actual bulk data.
Yeah, that's right for that particular use. To be fair, they didn't try to argue that in this case. Their argument was that they needed to link it in order to verify people's eligibility for concessions. Because in my case as a senior, I'm entitled to the discount, and they were trying to argue that it was necessary in order to protect the revenue and such like to link the data, but that proved not to be the case, and the tribunal upheld the fact that it wasn't actually necessary.
Look, a legal battle is certainly not something that we regard as inexpensive and time short. Clearly, you had some clear goals in mind. What were you hoping for?
Well, I saw this as very much as a test case, which would hopefully force not only Transport for New South Wales, but the whole of the New South Wales government to implement what we call privacy by design principles, which is really to think long and hard before they collect masses of data about us, whether they actually need it.
Now, it did look like the tribunal was ruling in your favour. There has been a last-minute appeal. What does this actually mean for the case, do you know?
Well, I'm afraid it means I've got to start again with an appeal panel. So it goes to the next level up in the tribunal, and all of the arguments will be heard again, which is very frustrating because it's taken nearly 2 years out of my life, and I might have to do the same again. But this is an important issue, so I'll plough on.
Look, if you actually do win, if under appeal you still get your ruling still gets upheld, what do you think the implications are going to be for Transport New South Wales and I guess New South Wales government more broadly, as you mentioned?
Yeah, that's right. Well, Transport for New South Wales will basically have to redesign their system, and it wouldn't be difficult. It'll basically just mean breaking the link between the details of the registered card holder, which I've accepted all along they need in order to issue the card, and the travel movement data. So that wouldn't be difficult. The implications for the wider government might be more far-reaching in some areas, whether it's health data or policing or the whole range of government functions. Agencies would have to really sort of sit down and think, you know, why do we need this data, and try and minimise the collection of it.
Of course, we're just talking about the collection of it. We're not even talking about what they do around storage once they actually have that data, which governments have proven to be, well, quite leaky with.
Well, that's right. I mean, that's another major reason for people to be concerned about their privacy, is not so much, you know, what necessarily they might be happy with the immediate use and, you know, feel that that's justified. But we've seen time and time again that both big government and big business, and even small business, you know, can't really be relied on to necessarily keep personal information safe and secure. So the less of it that there is around, the less exposed we all are.
Now, we are seeing, of course, suggested changes to Opal that will do away with the Opal card and allow you to use your credit card to tap on and tap off. Is that even more of a concern, or is it much of a muchness once that data's been collected?
Well, I think it does bring into play some other concerns about the way in which, in particular, if the information is hacked, whether it might be able to capture not only your movement data, but also maybe some financial information as well.
Hmm.
So, you know, it just sort of increases the stakes and makes it all the more important that that organisations do what we call privacy by design and get it right from the start.
Well, Nigel, we'll be following the appeal with a great deal of interest, and thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much, Nick.